The views presented in this podcast do not represent our real-life opinions or views. We are portraying fictional characters for a school project. Hello, my name is Ira Wakaji, and welcome to Inside the Criminal Mind. Today we have Michael Sullivan with us. Michael Sullivan is known as the Butcher, and today we'll be getting an inside look at his life to get a better understanding as to why he committed the crimes that he did. What was your childhood like?
Well, my parents, I don't really have much to say about them. My dad used to beat us all the time, and he just thought that he was in control, you know, like, it wasn't good. I hated living home, and he used to take us to this butcher's house that he owned, and anytime we didn't do anything right or do something wrong, he would beat us, and it was definitely not the best household to grow up in. My mom didn't like coming home because my dad used to beat her. And, you know, just living with that every day was not something that I enjoyed. So now this is where I'm at.
I understand that you lost your parents at a very young age. Do you recall how you felt and what you feel towards them now?
Well, now, really, I don't like them. My mom left me there with my dad while he beat me. And so, you want to know, I lost my parents, but I'm the one that killed them. My dad beat me, and one day I came back, and I took his gun from his drawer, and I went to the butcher shop, and he walked right past me and ignored me. So, I hit him with a gun that I took from him, and as soon as I did that, he was on the ground, and I put the gun to his face, and he was begging there, laying on the floor begging, and that just made me happy seeing that. And so I told him, one day I'm going to come back and kill you when you don't want to be killed and you won't be expecting it. And so I came back. Well, it was around the time that he got me really angry one day, and I shot him and I killed him. And I knew he was dead, but I still walked over to him and I sliced his face up. And that was the first kill that I've ever done.
Well, stop. Go. No, we have to trim it.
Trim it out. Okay.
Well, are you mad at the world or the people that the world took from you?
Well, I don't think that there's anything to be mad at regarding the world and the people that it took from me, because I really just feel like they didn't take anybody from me. I took them for myself, and even then I never really had them to begin with because they were never mine. The way they treated me, I could never claim them as my own, and so the world didn't take them. The world, brought them or just put them where they belonged, which is in hell, just for giving me it.
Can you explain to me why you committed these crimes?
Well, I committed these crimes because it was like they were the people that I raped. It's just like they were asking for me to do it the way they flaunted themselves to older people. Nobody told you to walk home alone by yourself, or nobody told you to go to a club and get drunk. Nobody told you to go in the bathroom with me. You know, it's just like, why are you putting yourself out there for men to do these crimes for you? It's like you're asking for it. And really, it's just like, I killed these people because people asked me to, or I felt like it. And it's like, if nobody else cared enough, why should I? And so really, I feel like I'm doing what's best for the world, and I'm taking all the bad people out, and I'm leaving all the good people in. But so far, I found that none of these people are good enough. Besides the family that I do have, none of them are good enough to even be living still, be breathing still. So, you know, it's like, I'll kill off the whole world and nobody's going to do anything about it because I'm unstoppable.
You didn't expect to get caught, did you?
I wouldn't say I got caught. I would say I was just in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know. When Alex Cross killed me, it wasn't because I'm a bad serial killer. It's because he caught me off guard. I'm definitely the best in the game, and I'm the best at what I do. So I would never get caught. And if you do catch me, I'll be one step ahead of you just to kill you. John Maggioni knows. All of the people that I've killed knows. They know the head of the mafia, the Asian mafia. I've killed him. I've killed people working in the mob. I've killed their best people, Dante. He's dead now. bullet wounds to his chest and his head. I killed his wife. I sliced up Dante's face. So getting caught was never an option for me. It wasn't even a priority of me to hide myself because I don't get caught. Nobody's able to catch me just because I am the best.
So the woman that you took, what exactly did you do to them to keep you from not getting caught?
Well, I didn't necessarily take anybody. I just raped them. If I don't have to take women, I'm such a good-looking person that they follow me, you know? So it's like, really, I just had to show them the pictures of my previous victims who decided not to follow the rules because this is all a game to me. And I'm never the one who loses. I'm always number one. So you can listen to me or you can die. So when I see you the first time and I tell you what to do, I shouldn't have to tell you again because the second warning is never a warning. It means death.
I know you're being charged with death penalty, but are there any more crimes that the media doesn't know of?
Well, I've raped around 700 women and killed around 1,500 people, and that's just in the span of about 3 years. And I've been a hitman for most of my life after killing my father. It's just an adrenaline rush that I really liked. So definitely, I'm getting the death penalty. So the people that I did kill, you probably won't find out who it is because it's just so many things that they have to trace back because these are going back many years. And it'll be so hard for you to make the connection because my methods that I kill are so different every single way.
Did you ever feel guilty or sympathetic towards the people that you killed?
I've never actually experienced feeling guilty or sympathetic towards anybody. Did I feel guilty or sympathetic when I killed them? That's a no, definitely. Because why should I feel guilty or sympathetic when I kill people that I don't belong in this world? If somebody really wanted you to be here in this world, you would still be here. So that's just pretty much it. The people that I killed deserve to die. And I'm just ridding the world of all the evil that is here. They don't need to be here. So I'm just going to get rid of them. And if somebody had anything that if they really wanted to stop me from killing these people, then they would have done that. And the feelings that I have towards people that I have killed are none. I feel happy when I kill, you know. It's just like when you're actually sitting there in that moment, the adrenaline rush you get is so great. And it feels like you're a new person. And, you know, that's why I just keep on doing what I do.
Have any doctors told you, like, that you might have a mental illness by the way you're acting in the killings that you've done?
Has anybody ever told you that asking a serial killer that might get you killed? I know for a fact that I do not have a mental illness, but you can meet me outside.
So what are you going to do for the time that you have before your deserved killing?
Well, first I'm going to kill you because you deserve...
Oh, thank you.
...deserve to die also. And then I'm just going to see if I can, you know, I'm not going to really say it out loud, but I feel like I'm not going to be killed, you know, because somebody's definitely going to die, but it's not going to be me.
All right. After this, we're going to ask security to come get you.
Ma'am, I am security. I've never been stopped before, you know, and if I wasn't caught off guard that one time, I wouldn't even be here being convicted of the death penalty, you know? So it's like, you're going to say you're going to get security on me, but what are they going to do to stop me? Because I am unstoppable. I am the best. I am number one.
If given the chance to turn back time, would you do it again?
Definitely. I loved every single moment that I spent killing and raping these people. It was just so exciting for me, you know. It's like that feeling you get when you just first start, when you do it for the first time, that's always the best. So it's like it's the first time all over again. And, you know, I just love feeling happy and content in the moment. It makes, like, it's just like you feel your blood pounding because there's a possibility of getting caught. But because I am Michael Sullivan, I know that I'm not going to. And that's why I could continue to do these for so long without being caught by anybody, you know.
The views presented in this podcast do not represent our real-life opinions or views. We are portraying fictional characters for a school project. So can you please explain to me what your motive was behind all of this?
Really, I did all this just to I just wanted people to feel what I felt growing up. I was hurt by my dad for so long. I didn't know really what being a child was like. I didn't get that chance to grow up. And, you know, people don't understand what goes on in my mind because they don't know what it's like to be me. They didn't go through the same things that I went through. They weren't being beat every day. They weren't being forced to do this and do that. And they weren't being slapped every time they stepped out of line or being beat. You know, it's like, I've been hurt for so long, I don't know anything but that. I don't know anything but to hurt other people because that's the only thing that I know. My dad wasn't a very sympathetic person, so I don't know how to experience these emotions. So it's like, I just wanted to, it's not that I wanted to necessarily hurt people. I just wanted them to feel what I felt. I feel like because my dad was evil, so was everybody else. And it's like there's no good in the world, because if there was good in the world, I wouldn't have went through what I did go through as a child. And it's like you don't have to sympathize with me, but I just want you to understand, like, at least, like, take into account what I did go through and understand that I didn't want to grow up and be a killer. I just wanted power because that's what I lacked when I was a kid.
The views presented in this podcast do not represent our real-life opinions or views. We are portraying fictional characters for a school project. Thank you for listening to Inside the Criminal Mind, and we hope that you come back for more.